Summer is still young, but we've not yet had very high humidity. One quick sign of moist air is when the window of your air-conditioned room is fogged up on the outside. That's something they see in Florida, but it's rare here. Humidity science starts with the basic fact that hot air can hold much more moisture than cold air, up to 30 times more. So the sun heats the ground, which heats the damp air, which rises like a hot air balloon. The rising air then cools at the rate of 5 degrees per 1,000 feet until it reaches its dew point, where it can no longer hold its moisture, and abruptly condenses into a cloud. That's why the cloud bases all hover at the same height. Their flat bottoms reveal the altitude at which it's cool enough so that their temperature and the dew point are the same. Around here, that's typically 4,000 to 7,000 feet high. Clouds are lower whenever our humidity is higher. When it's clear, like this morning, a lack of moisture shows itself as blue sky all the way down to the horizon, with just a bit of milkiness down low. By Tuesday, there should be more moisture in the air, which will give the sky near the horizon a whiter appearance. In very humid weather, tiny droplets are always in the air, so the whole sky is a whitish, milky blue, which is typical in summer in the Carolinas. Another important fact is that air never cools below its dew point. So if today's dew point is 55 degrees, you can figure that tonight's temperature just won't drop below that point. A great night for sleeping. But it won't be a great night for looking at planets through a telescope, even though Jupiter and Saturn are both out early these nights. Humid air makes for sharper telescopic images and also prevents stars from twinkling. Look for those steadier conditions later this week. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.